Good afternoon. Today is Monday, December the 10th, 338th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, live and in color, which is kind of stupid because if you were dead, you wouldn't be much of an interview. Heidi Moore from the County Office of Education, pinch hitting for Mr. Eagles. Good afternoon, lady.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you again, Brian.
And you brought somebody along. You want to do the formals?
Sure do. I brought my colleague and friend, Susie Hushley, who also is working at Humboldt County Office of Education.
Colleague first, friend second. Did you get that one?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to mark it down.
This afternoon, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the career-related activities and opportunities that the county office has available for those with kids in that, that tenuous age of somewhere around 6th grade to 12th. Not necessarily that they know what they want to do yet, but perhaps learning how to determine what they want to do in their life. So I guarantee it won't be too heavy-headed or too boring. We'll start it all when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Susie Hushley and Heidi Moore. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Will Rogers. Never let yesterday use up too much of today. Boy.
Profound.
Wouldn't that be cool? Well, I don't know, profound. I mean, it's still Will Rogers. But wouldn't it be fun if you developed that skill set, huh?
Right.
In the moment. Well, or in the future moment. That would be good, too.
Right.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit, ladies, about college and career prep. I would tend to think, at least in talking to folks, most people perceive that that's something you might start, maybe if you're an early achiever, your sophomore year in high school. Maybe. More than likely, probably taking the SAT as a junior or a PSAT, that's kind of where things start coming into focus. Would you recommend that as a strategy for youngsters now going through the process or high school age students getting ready for either college or for a career?
I'd like to say that the intention is to do it at a younger age, to start the career exploration. So they're becoming aware of the careers that are out there and that they actually have to create pathways to get to the place that they want to get. Start exploring early. By that 10th grade mark is a true mark where it's like it's time to kind of start nailing it down and narrowing it down so that by 11th grade they're able to determine what college or education institution do I need to be attending and building it from there. But that early on exploration and seeing what's out there is really crucial to start the process.
And I think also it's really critical for families of early, really youngsters, to start setting expectations and have it be part of kind of the cultural norm of the family that you're going to be a productive contributing citizen and employee. You're going to have good workforce competencies that we're going to start developing here in the home with basic responsibilities. And then also families really supporting the notion of students going on to some form of post-secondary education beyond high school graduation. So all of that helps frame the student.
How rare is that, Heidi or Susie? You're saying things like that, and you saw my reaction. For most, I think it's a given, even if you're just going on to a junior college, I mean, just a two-year or vocational school or a training college or an apprenticeship or military or some. It doesn't stop when you're 17 or 18 years old. Is that still a foreign concept for some of the kids going through the process that you will interact with?
I think that that one of the thing, the trends that happened was it became so, you have to go four-year university, four-year college, that it kind of became an either or. You're going to go to a four-year university or you're just going to go out and get a job. And we lost sight of all the other options that are there. What you just listed, the community college, the vocational training. There are so many options for post-secondary education. And that's a big part of what the awareness that we're developing here is, letting people see there is more than one way to win. It's not necessarily just go get that BA anymore. And so yes and no is the answer to your question.
How tough is it, ladies, to get people to grasp the concept of outside of Humboldt County? Either for education, for opportunities. And it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I'm kind of halfway serious on this one, too, that I don't think that a lot of folks perceive outside of their area, whatever the area is. And when we go on vacations, we don't go really out of the area thinking with that mindset. So go to school, well, either you follow where your buddies go or you don't think. Yeah, I don't know how many people out of Humboldt County seriously explore going to, let's say, a school in the Northeast. Maybe there's some Boston College, Boston University, mm-hmm. Holy Cross Temple, mm-hmm. Just to pick off a couple mm-hmm. of them. It's not even on the radar screen as a possible, let alone a yes or no decision. How do you expand the mind out, or career options? Expand that mind out so that there are choices.
Well, it's actually interesting, because a common perception of high school students is that I have to go out of the county to get a high quality education, post-secondary education. And actually, that's a myth in itself. There are some incredibly responsive programs and schools here locally, and we've actually been working to try and identify some of our best and brightest that have left the area and do some intentional recruitment to bring them back to this area. There's a perception with our local economy that viable, well-paying jobs are not plenty in Humboldt County. And so if you want to make a really good living, you have to go out of the area. And again, that's true to some extent, but what we have shown is that the more education you have, the better poised you are for the higher paying jobs here in Humboldt County. So I think one perception is that I have to stay here because it's all that I'm familiar with and it's all that I know. And then there's a complete opposite perception that I have to go out of the area to get a high quality education. And we're really trying to work through both those myths.
It's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater's 29th season has 6 treats for its audiences. By next summer, it will have presented 2 musicals, 2 comedies, 1 contemporary drama, and a Shakespeare classic at its theater in downtown Eureka. Now playing is Anything Goes, a revival of a musical about antics on an ocean liner featuring Cole Porter's timeless music. Coming in January is American Buffalo, a revival of a Broadway drama about 3 small-time crooks who plan to steal a coin collection. Shakespeare's The Tempest comes in March, followed by Next to Normal, a musical with a contemporary score. The season wraps up with a comedy titled The Allergist's Wife. For details about the North Coast Rep season, visit their website, www.ncrt.net. That's www.ncrt.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and activities that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 420, I got the number wrong. It's far enough away I'm having a tough go. Okay, it's 423, but that's not the right order. It's 324. There we go. Oh, thank you, Heidi. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Susie Hushley and Heidi Moore from the County Office of Ed. Ladies, the concept of a career in a 12, 13, 14, 17, 24-year-old determining what the career is that they want to go into is a little daunting, and I would suggest probably a little fiction, too. Mm-hmm. We really don't know what we want to do. You guys are probably more familiar than I with the major changes as somebody goes through college. Was it normally flop 2 or 3 times before you end up with something, whatever that might happen to be? So what is the goal of your processes of working with the kids at the younger ages and then in high school? Is it to get them just comfortable with whatever decisions that they're playing with so that the horizon really is theirs and they can do really whatever they want? Is it see what the possibilities are? How do you try to work through some of this gumminess and avoid the kid at 12-year-old saying, I'm going to be a chemical engineer for Dow?
Right.
And when it doesn't happen, their life is over.
Right.
How do you work that one?
Yeah. Well, a big part of it is what you said. Make sure that they're aware of the possibilities. But additionally, to start paying attention to how I fit into the picture. What are my interests? What am I good at? What will the world pay me to do? And how does that match to a career? And that's kind of the whole first step of discover the goal. Figure out, and I'm the main piece in this goal. And a second big part is that there's always a plan B. And that's a really big part, is that nothing gets set and there's different things that can happen. And I go out to the classrooms a lot, 6th, 7th, 8th graders. 2/3 of them are going to be professional athletes. So we spend a lot of time talking about plan B. And we can't take away that dream, but we can explain that there's a tremendous amount of jobs and careers within that field. So they can start exploring that if that's their true passion. And we can also look at, and what are other alternatives, so that they're starting to build that up.
I had a conversation just at the Truckers Parade Saturday night, and it was with a buddy I grew up with. His daughter had attended a basketball camp with Bubba Parris's daughters, who were both big gals. I think they went to Alabama or something like that, the two of them together, or Oklahoma, maybe Oklahoma State. Anyway, what he was describing, the likelihood of anybody getting into the NFL in front of this class of all these kids that were overachievers for where they were. And you start really doing the numbers. You know, how many play junior high that don't play high school? Pick your sport, doesn't matter. Right. How many play high school that play junior college because they can't go to a four-year or a four-year school, and that's as far as they go, or they're not the cream of the crop at that level, and then you realize how many colleges there are that are dumping in, and how many I mean, the numbers game.
Right.
Is, but yeah, you're right. You know, because we've had a couple kids locally make it to the pay for
can't
play.
Can't take away the dream.
You can't, but you want to at least have some options that are in there.
Well, enhance it. You help them see what else is within that dream.
Or what,
so
it,
you keep
what
pursuing
it takes
that
to get there,
and look
too.
What else. Right. And what it takes
yeah.
to get there.
6-7 hours a day of working out and running and practicing. And then, in addition to
right.
your academics to be able to qualify to get into those schools. And to, yeah,
exactly.
all of a sudden it's not horsing around on the play field.
Exactly.
Well, and I think one of the skills that we're trying to impart for our children is our generalizable skills. You know, we keep talking about, you know, workforce competencies that'll prepare them for the 21st century. Well, we're well into the 21st century, and there are so many jobs that have yet to be identified and even dreamed of. And so we want to make sure that we're preparing kids with a generalized set of competencies, skills, behaviors, expectations for themselves, et cetera, that will be supportive in whichever career direction they ultimately choose to go in.
How much effort do you guys have to put into the kids versus the culture, the parents, the support? As, you know, we haven't had any of the kids graduate yet and get a job yet out of the area, so it's all secondhand. But I see a lot of people who are our ages whose kids are out of the area, and they're trying to bring them back. Mm-hmm. Or they want them to do something that maybe the kid doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or is some of the effort directed also towards the family, the infrastructure, the brothers and the sisters and the others who are part of the family
mm-hmm.
in really exploring opportunities?
Yeah. My whole goal this year is parent engagement and helping reflect the things that we're exposing the students to through this the resources that we're offering them, and making sure the parents know the same language, understand the same terminology, and that they can support the choices. And a lot of times you can direct the choices through, if you have the right type of support, rather than demanding support or.
You mean the educated answer?
Yes.
Rather than just the shot in the dark.
Right. We'll give them some background knowledge.
Is the internet a good tool in that process, or do you both support getting out, getting dirty, get on site, try it, feel it, touch it, smell it?
Well, we have been implementing an amazing tool called the Navigator, which is an online career and educational planning tool. That's the tool that we've been giving to all 6th through 12th grade students. And we could talk about that a little bit more. But that...
Well, after the break.
Yeah, that was what I was figuring when I saw you looking at the clock. But that alongside with opportunities to get down and dirty or experience the actual venues of where that career might be.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30. We'll be back following the update and news.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Susie Hushley and Heidi Moore. Ladies, the concept of career, not guidance, but perhaps self-guidance. School, not guidance, but school self-guidance. Do a lot of the youngsters that you're working with, or their family, embrace this? Or do they back off and say, whoa, wait a minute, this isn't my job. I don't know what to do. My kid doesn't know what they want. Or the kids themselves saying, and just trying to default to somebody to take their hand and to show them the way.
It's pretty mixed, but I would have to say that there is a lot of relief saying, oh, it's so nice to have a tool to help. It's so nice to get some guidance, but not...
So the Navigator really is something that is being embraced.
It's getting there. We're getting there. It takes time for people to... It's a foreign tool to them. So it takes time for them to realize what they've actually been given. But when the students get on and they do the assessments and I'm sitting there in the class, you see a lot of aha moments. And you also see what I really love, those kids that you kind of just described that go, I don't want to do this. I don't want to take care of my own self. Someone else do it. You see them kind of look around like, oh, I got to get on my game. And so it's got that inherent little extra boost that is pretty exciting. So I'd say that it's the Navigator, as it grows and develops, is helping people to be self-guided and get themselves motivated. The big trick is to get everyone to realize this is a tool you've got. You've got to use it. It's going to help you.
Is this process as simple as some of us try to make it? When you're already shaking. I haven't even explained, and Heidi's saying no with attitude. when we were looking for the schools for the kids to go to, it was really simple. At least that was our basic approach. Do you like heat or cold? Do you like oceans or not? Does it matter? Will you go elsewhere? Okay. What things don't you like? And just start eliminating, not necessarily end up with, but eliminating the choice. Do you want to stay in the area or do you want to leave the area? Okay. Do you feel comfortable with dun-dun-dun-dun? And just start and winnowing it down to having 15 to 40 different options at that point. Yeah, if you're going to a vocational program, I'm sure that there are places you could go to find that out also, the wide variety of choices. But it seemed like it was this huge Herculean effort when I was talking to other parents just to do that simple basic thing. Are we all getting that lazy? Are we looking for the magic tool, whether the kid's being led or the Navigator? Is there buy-in from the parents? Or are they afraid also?
I think, by and large, parents want the best for their children. They're really well-intended. Sometimes they think they know what is best for their child, so they try and guide their student and child down a particular road or path that they're interested and invested in seeing their child go down.
You mean if I was going to school again, this is what I would do?
Exactly.
Okay.
Or this is what I'm willing to help pay for, or, you know, so there are a lot of parameters. And I think when you, at the top, you said, is this process complicated? It is. There are a lot of parameters. And if you look at it as the gestalt, if you look at it as the whole and don't know how to kind of isolate pieces, like you helped your son in identifying weather, that's going to eliminate potentially half of the country and half of the schools that are out there. If you don't have an awareness or some support in identifying what's of value and what's important to you, what your guiding priorities and principles are, it's going to be a challenge. There's all sorts of issues of how am I going to pay for college? The implication of if I stay, what is the expectation of my family in terms of living at home or living away? Am I going to
be able to? Should that be an early decision about the pay, or is it find your list first?
Oh, I think.
And then let's see if which ones we can work through.
With the cost of post-secondary education as it is today, my recommendation is for parents, when they're giving birth to their children, to be strategic and to start intentional savings. It is way too late to start.
So between the waves, start talking about education.
Right.
I know how that would have gone over when I was. Yeah.
Exactly. Before your next contraction. I'm serious. I think that people don't realize the cost of education. They're not aware of the resources that are actually out there to help with the affordability. And so oftentimes parents and students themselves identify financial or lack of financial resources as a complete barrier. And that is a reason why they lop off a ton of options from their list, which is a shame. Because if we start early and we're continue to support those funds and we become aware of what the array of other resources are that might be available and you might qualify for, finances should not be a significant barrier to education.
It's an influencer.
It is an influencer.
But I say make the list, just like she's saying, you do all these steps, but make the list, and then you start. And always your local resources are one of your backup plans, but you make the list. And
you
dream
know,
big first.
Mm-hmm. Dream big.
Might
dream
as well.
KINS, News and Information Times, 342. I'm dreaming of dinner.
The Humboldt Waste Management Authority is conducting a series of community workshops to share information regarding what services the authority provides, like hazardous and electronic waste collection events, along with the authority's future goals and opportunities for recycle and disposal. Tonight's workshop is in McKinleyville at the Grace Good Shepherd Church starting at 6. Join in for one of the series of workshops held this week and next week to give your input and share your thoughts about Humboldt Waste Management Authority. A full schedule of meetings are available at the website hwma.net.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 345. Final couple minutes left this afternoon. We've got Susie Hushley and Heidi Moore alongside. Ladies, if you could impart any final comments for parents, and I would suggest probably grandparents also, who are hearing the show that want to assist, to help, maybe guide, maybe knock down the barriers and the blinders that might be on, because everybody's going to fill in the blank school, whatever it might happen to be, and really start to explore. What would you suggest are some of the ways to kind of shake things loose a little bit?
Well, for me, I think it is about that perception of everyone's going to school, and that needs to be, that actually should be a mantra that our families embrace. And school, again, can be defined as public or private college and university, a community college, vocational school, a certificate-based program, community or junior college, that we need to be more inclusive of our definitions of what constitutes a post-secondary education, but that we have some form of training beyond high school graduation as an expectation. And that we will utilize the resources and tools that are available to us here in Humboldt County And Susie can talk more specifically again about what those are, to help in this very complicated, cumbersome process, because some of these tools can really shed some light and make the journey less overwhelming.
So one thing, in case we don't have time to speak more about all the details, www.decadeofdifference.org is where you can access contact information. And certainly that would be what I would say is your number one first step, is to access the resources. And you can access them through that website. We also have recently...
Start playing a little bit?
Yeah.
Just play with it.
Play with it. Explore with it. Don't be afraid to just have the conversations with your children. Pose questions rhetorically, just, hey, I wonder how the eye doc, you know, when you're in the eye doctors, I wonder how they got this job. What is this career? Because that's part of it, is just realizing that every choice is a career. And in addition to that, we've recently started a Facebook page that's called Humboldt Counselor that parents, students, anyone can access. And they're just periodic inspirational moments or updates on deadlines for filing for financial aid and SATs and just information that can act as a resource.
Some of the stuff we used to have to take home and share with the papers, now, yeah, okay.
We offer it electronically at your fingertips, which kind of goes back. You mentioned at the beginning, like, how has the internet shaped things? Well, in some ways, it provides incredible opportunity to resources and information at the fingertips. But in other regards, it's really hard to identify what are high-quality resources compared to what are resources that are traps to lure you into securing high-interest loans or what have you. And so the resources that we're talking about have all been peer-reviewed. Parents have been part of giving their input on how useful the tools are, and we actually have opportunities to modify the information when we feel it's not presented in a way that is clear and understandable. So,
and that's stuff coming in through your guys'
absolutely
website.
Right. So it's a
the Decade of Difference will lead you to the other resources that we've created. We're in the process of creating a website called The Hub, where that's where the direct college and career resources are. The Humboldt Counselor and The Hub are kind of working in sync with one another to keep the resources flowing and the information linked.
Sounds like a whole lot more efficient than what we what we did, just as things continue to evolve and to try to put some of those filter things that you select into place. So
exactly.
You're not spending a lot of time doing some of the different things.
Use our resources so you don't have to waste so much time out on the internet if you're going to choose the internet. And the school counselors are your number one starting out point.
They're fantastic, but they aren't as plentiful as they were in the past. And so we feel really compelled.
They're not going to spend 50 or 60 hours with each kid. They can't.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So you do a little bit on your own and then maybe bounce ideas off of them.
So, Susie, can you, if we have
you
just
got
a
about
moment,
10 seconds.
Okay, the Navigator, if a parent wants more information.
If they want more information, they can go send an email to Navigator, that's O-R, navigator@humboldt.k12.ca.us. Any questions about anything we've talked about, you can pose there and we will get back to you
and
on
maybe
it.
See some pictures of some ladies there too. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.